is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi,
I'm Bran.
I love Hallmark Christmas movies, and I love mail.
Hey, I'm Panda, and I like Hallmark Christmas movies, but I also love mail.
Yeah.
I'm Dan, and I despise Hallmark Christmas movies, and I also just... No, I'm just kidding. Who doesn't love mail? This is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Oh, boy.
We had to come up with the best time to open all of our mail. We get tons of mail over the holidays, and all of our Christmas cards, we want to open them, give the shout-outs, and get see everyone's reaction at once. And we thought, how about 6:30 in the morning on like a Thursday?
Sign me up.
And I was like, I'll get out of bed for that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
For sure.
I love a good mail episode.
And also, I love a good mail episode, Christmas cards and stuff, after Christmas.
That's right.
I think that's when most people...
The Christmas spirit's dying down, but you know what? We're going to bring you right back up.
Not here, it's not.
No way, no
how. It is our annual mailbag episode where we open up mail and just tell you what it says and hope that you like it.
That's right. If you're wondering why we're audio only, it's because we are recording Good Morning America this morning. Yeah. And there's a whole set here, and so we can't do our video. And so, you know, just you'll have to imagine.
But you wouldn't want it. At 6:30, we're not the best.
You'll paint a picture of what these cards say, unlike anyone else.
Yeah, you're an artist.
That's right. With my words in particular.
You're a word artist.
You're a word artist.
Subway's a sandwich artist? Yeah. You're a word artist.
They call me the Bob Ross of
words. You're a wardist.
I would say you're a word artist in the way that Subway employees are a sandwich artist. I would agree with that statement. That's a one-to-one for me.
I'm going to take it as a compliment because I had a delightful club sandwich from there
Italian
the other
BMT
day.
Oh, boy. Bread made a year ago.
When was the last time you guys went to Subway?
Good God. I've been once during basketball season. There's a long story behind it, but I have been. I've not told you.
You have not told
me? We have time.
We don't have time.
We have time.
I want to hear the story.
I want to hear what possibly could have happened.
That would cause you. Listen, there's an ongoing bit. I think some people are not aware of your deep hatred of Subway.
I'll tell you off air because it is complicated, but because there's a lot of dominoes that had to fall to get me to Subway. And that is, I want to be like... above and beyond on that. There's a lot of dominoes that fell.
We have played a game just to show you Dan's hatred where I sit there and I try to think of you can never, ever, ever do X again. Something wonderful.
Be like, you have to eat Subway every meal the rest of your life, but I die.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sorry, buddy.
You're going to die. Like, or you have to live in a mansion. It's a beautiful, perfect home. You have everything you could ever want, but you have to eat Subway every day.
No, wouldn't do it.
Yep, exactly.
No way.
Exactly.
I will tell you, this is shocking. I will tell you. Happened in early November. I'll tell you the story.
And it wasn't bad?
Oh, it was terrible.
Okay.
But I mean, it was, I will say this. I got something called a spicy Italian.
Oh, solid.
You know, it had just a pepperoni salami, and I just threw a lot of that.
I believe that's the number three on the menu.
A lot of that Southwest sauce and jalapenos on it and crunchy lettuce. And it was, I mean, you know, it was edible. It was better than I thought it was going to be.
You guys remember that band, the early November?
No.
From like emo days.
Yeah,
great.
For sure.
All right, let's open some letters. We will. You good?
I'm good. Just have a little. It's early in the morning.
It's early. Yeah. So you might hear a little something, but we're all good over here.
Everything's good over here.
Yeah. Who wants to go first?
I can kick us off.
I'll paint the picture as you.
It's a red card.
I said I was going to paint the picture.
How are you going to do it?
It's got stickers.
There are feelings of that. This envelope is not flat.
Okay, fine.
There are parts of it that look like pregnant hanging chads here.
Psalm life.
A lot of stickers. Pregnant hanging chads was great. Love.
So good.
So good. It says this
is from
Sarah Yannaconi, I believe. I'm not going to tell you where she lives. That'd be weird.
Here's your address.
Yes.
Give us.
I'm opening this up. I see some glitter.
Oh.
I see some bows.
And it says, Airy Christmas.
No, there's the sticker.
There it is.
This is a handmade card, gentlemen.
Wow, that is wonderful.
It is a handmade Merry Christmas. There's bows and leaves everywhere.
Oh, boy.
And there's a second, there's card number, it says card number 2, date 2020 on it.
If
we're going to go back in time, this is fantastic. Let me read this first.
Journey Back to Christmas.
I can't believe we started with this because this looks like it's going to be a scavenger hunt, but the fun kind, not the last year kind that was a disaster.
Was a delight. Someone sent it to us.
I thought it was the company.
I don't know. We're still foggy on the details. If the company sent it, it was awful. If somebody sent it, I loved every second of it.
Hey, guys. Hope you read this first or you will be confused. I'm doing it. Don't worry. I sent you a card in 2020, but I must have sent it to the wrong address because it was sent back to me.
Oh, no.
Return to sender. It says, do Elvis return to sender?
Oh, it says it?
There's the only way that I would do that. I just sent, I just found it and thought, who doesn't love a Christmas card a year late? It's been a tough year for me. I felt so bad I didn't complete my assigned episodes for the best of season 3. How dare you?
Uh-huh.
I had no excuse.
Oh, you're the one, huh?
I just completely forgot with all the other things going on in my life. Please forgive me. The three of you, it looks like tree. I swear it looks like tree. The three of you continue to bring me so much joy during a difficult time. Merry Christmas, Sarah Iannacone. And this Sarah. Is our card from 2020. So
you know
I
what I've always wanted? Just more things to remember 2020 by.
Yeah.
So it's good to go back in time and just relive
this
it.
This is fun.
Here it is. Ooh. Also a handmade card.
Beautiful.
Oh, that penguin is adorable.
There's a candy cane penguin situation happening Man. There. Which is
I love that she doesn't have time to do the best of, but she does have time to make these cards.
Wow, you're giving her a hard time for sending these two cards.
If I can only have one, I would want the cards.
Yes.
Wow.
Agree.
Sarah says, hey guys, thanks for bringing me so much joy in the dumpster fire year that has been 2020.
True.
Looking forward to what will ultimately be an amazing 2021.
Is that what it says?
It does not say that. Looking forward to
say more of the same.
Looking forward to January at the Capitol. No, it doesn't say that. No.
Ooh.
It's the most patriotic day of the... No, it doesn't. No, sorry.
What could go wrong?
Looking forward to looking forward to seeing what you will do in 2021. Hope you and your family stay safe and healthy. Merry Christmas, Sarah. Sarah, God bless you. Thanks for sending us two Christmas cards.
There you go.
There we go. I did it.
All right.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah. This one is from Emily Petraglia.
Okay, Emily. We've seen her. She's from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Came to the Milwaukee show.
Man, remember
Love a
Wisconsin.
Good card. Remember? Opening it up now.
This is a plain white card.
No, it has a cat on it.
Look at that.
And it says, it's almost 9 lives of Christmas. And it's, very, very wonderful. Yes.
Whoa!
It's a pop-up.
Full
it's
pop-up.
A pop-up, boy. It's a pop-up card with hats and glasses on, Santa hats and little gifts. And it says, Dan, Panda, and Bran, I hope this card is better than the movie. Merry Christmas. And yes, it is.
It is. Yes, it is.
I hope you all have a fabulous holiday season. This DTH season is the best one yet.
Wow.
Thank you for all the laughs and entertainment.
Here it is.
To my house, to yours.
Merry Christmas. All the best.
To my house, to yours.
Yes.
It's not what that says. To my house, to yours. Yes,
it does. It does say it. It does look like yours, too.
Yours.
Merry Christmas. All the best. Emily Petraglia. Here are the 9 cats. This is wonderful. Thank you, Emily.
A lot of cats on that card.
To my heart, to yours.
You opened up that card, and I just got a glance of the pop-up, and it was better than the movie.
Yes, it was. a mere vision of it is great.
Guys, I got a card from, it just says Lily up here.
Hi, Lily.
To the guys. I don't know if Lily's last name, first name. It's hard to say. Let's find out, everybody. With a beautiful, what appears to be a...
You got it, buddy.
Green card.
Wait for it.
With Santa flying as reindeer.
Oh, wow.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, all the other reindeer not there.
No Rudolph.
No Rudolph.
They don't have the copyright for Rudolph.
There's no reins continuing off. This is just Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen. No Comet, no Cupid, no
Donder. You don't need them, though.
You don't.
I would say that they have been dead weight for a long time.
Wow. This is from Rachel Lilly. Season greetings. Thank you so much for creating this wonderful double-decker community.
Double-decker.
So many of us love and rely on so much. And then it says down here with the card writing, may Santa and his reindeer bring lots of holiday cheer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, this I thought was for us, but turns out it's for Ashley Brazelton. and it was returned to us, and it's our Christmas card.
Oh.
But it's good to see what our Christmas card looks like.
It looks good in person, doesn't it?
It looks really, really good.
Guys, I got to listen. I got to pull back the curtain a little bit. We completely forgot about our Christmas card this year. We're at Christmas Con.
We biffed it.
We did have a brief discussion about it back in like October.
Yeah.
And then here we were. Yes. So we're at Christmas Con, and someone brought it up to our attention. That, hey, where's my card? And we were like, it's coming.
Where's my card? Where's my card?
So I went on Minted, and they just did everything pretty much. And it was great. Made this nice little card, and boom.
Ashley,
and they got a nice, like...
Ashley Brazelton, thank you for giving us our Christmas card. Really sorry.
Ashley, if you email us, we'll...
The stamp still looks good here. I don't know what happened.
We'll take a picture of it.
I think it's probably an address. It's the wrong address.
Yeah, it must be.
But that's quick turnaround.
That's a quick turn. It's almost like the post office boy said, I know this one.
The post office boy. He's like, no.
Absolutely
no,
not.
No,
well, that's true, though. This holiday season, the post office boys have been quick.
Quick boys.
Yeah.
Good job, man. I got a letter from Miss Megan Swain, look at this.
Oh, man.
This is nice. The texture's three trees. Looks like there's little ornaments and gems on it. It's delightful.
It's a gem.
And it says, dear Bran, Panda, and Daniel, Merry Christmas to you all. I can't believe another year has gone by.
Me either.
But time flies when you have such wonderful people, laughter, and fabulous community in your life. Fabulous. Fabulous. I hope you and your families have a wonderful Christmas and New Year's, and I can't wait to see what 2022 brings for the Double Decker family. Love, Megan Swain. Thank you, Megan. You are a wonderful Michigander as well as I am, so it's always nice to chat.
You took a break in between Michigander and Wonder. I was like, you are a wonderful. I was like, what's
Michigander?
Happening? Michigander.
I got one. You guys, I like when they do this, when they get like that Christmas tape that they...
Oh, yeah, that's fun. Oh,
this
that's
is
fun.
From Allie, K-E-N-C-K.
Kink?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a beautiful bit. She went to Disney apparently at some point. She has a very cute doggy, and she's hanging out with a little girl. I don't know if it's her or not, hers or not. I don't know. Maybe. And it says, what do you think this is? Loving every single moment. Is that loving?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Loving every single moment.
Kind of looks like polling. Polling.
It's not.
Oh, 2021. What a year. I moved into my own place, went to Disney World, and started teaching in my own classroom. Wow.
That's great.
I am teaching third grade at Grant Elementary. Maybe we should have beeped that up. And absolutely, absolutely loved it. Despite the hardships of the past year, it has been full of so many wonderful memories. I am truly loving every moment. It's loving every moment. I am so grateful for all of the love and support I have received through all of my big moments. Have a magical holiday season. And then she wrote, thanks for bringing me so much joy. Kringles. Thank you, Allie.
Man, we got Lisa Calandriello.
Whoa, that's a thick envelope.
It is. Oh, this is a great card. Like a gold Christmas tree.
Nice.
Like a painting. Merriest Christmas. Me too. Really nice.
What's that card feel like?
It's got a good card stock to it. It's got a good, feels nice.
You don't see those much anymore.
The back of this is pictures of the Nationals baseball park. She's clearly from that D.C. area, I would
say. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Don't make assumptions.
Oh, wow. Inside, there's some fun pictures of the Capitol. Bran, Panda, and Dan.
People were at the Capitol, huh?
Healthy. Sarah was really excited about the inauguration. Very looking forward to it. She was. That's what she said in her 2020 card. So he's going to be the best one yet. sorry.
And that was this year.
That was this year. Wishing you a happy, healthy, joyous holiday season. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thanks for all the laughs throughout 2021. And may there be many more to come in 2022. Double Decker, Lisa C. Thanks, Lisa.
So great.
What do you got there?
It's a Holly Fight.
Whoa. And we're on it.
And listen, we're on Holly Fight's card.
I have a feeling.
So fresh and so clean. How did she get that done so quickly?
That's
same way we did, probably.
This is a delightful card.
I got to say.
Got her face on it.
This probably wasn't her actual Christmas card she sent to people, right?
I think she did.
This is just for us.
Oh, well, there's a...
Uh-oh.
Oh, hold on.
There's another card. Yeah.
A smaller card.
Man, what
it's
a card.
Russian nesting doll.
But
cards.
She put in a little printout with a bunch of fun pictures from Christmas.
This is fantastic.
Well, let's see what this is.
I never want to forget Christmas Con. And
this
now
is what
I won't.
It says here. Oh, it's tiny little. Okay. It's a little snowman with a penguin on a tree. This is the baby card. Hey, guys. It was wonderful to finally meet you at Christmas Con. Thanks again for all the laughs and for creating such an awesome community. Looking forward to future Bramble Fest and Christmas cons. Holly.
Thank you, Holly. I can't wait for future cons.
Guys, this is a good thing I'm going live in just a little bit.
Yeah, you are.
National television.
All of it out.
What's the movie you're talking about?
Next Stop for Christmas.
Next Stop Christmas. Next Stop Christmas. Choo-choo!
I have a wonderful card from our good friend Sheila Calloway.
Sheila!
It says, Happy Holidays, and it's got a bunch of cute little puppies. This is like a painting, a cute little bunch of cute puppies, little golden retrievers rolling around in the snow, Christmas trees in the background. It's beautiful. It says, best wishes at this special time of year. And she, this is very personal, so I don't know if I can read this, but she says, Merry Christmas, guys. Sheila.
Classic Sheila.
Boy. And I listen.
Very revealing.
If that's too much, if that's too much.
Yeah, sorry we got so personal.
If I said too much, Sheila, that's on me. And I will take that out. You just let me know. You shoot me an email.
Sheila's the best.
Thank
man.
You, Sheila.
I love Sheila.
The absolute best. I love this card, though. These little puppies are too cute.
Leah May sent us a card, and this is the card. It Whoa. Is a what appears to be a station wagon with a tree cool. tied to it all the way underneath the car, which
That's
is fantastic.
Neat. That's nifty.
And you pop it open. Thanks for being amazing and for all the laughs. Love, Leah May. This is a fun
That's
little
a
card
great
here.
Little card.
There's something Christmassy about station wagons.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to buy one just to get more.
Is it, do you think it's Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen's?
I don't think that's what's Christmassy about.
I don't think that's it.
No.
They'd ride one, I think, into Grandmother's house we go.
Okay, great.
Don't they have one?
That's cool.
Oh, I'm thinking of a different National Lampoon's Vacation, because there's a big, like, in, like, European, or one of the vacations, they're all in a station wagon.
I don't watch that smut.
Yeah, no. Sorry. Sorry about that.
Holly Goodfellow, new double decker.
Oh, yeah.
Correct, yeah.
She's a good fellow.
Huh?
She is a good fellow.
Good one. Send us a card. It says, and listen, it's got a red truck on it. Okay. With a little Christmas tree. It gives me good vibes is what I'm picking up on this card. It says, wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Is what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. It says, boys.
Christmas.
Thank you for creating such an incredible community. I haven't been a double decker long, but I already feel like part of the family. What a fun blessing and surprise at the end of a hard year.
Yeah.
Praying that the three of you and your beautiful families receive as much joy and blessings as you bring to others. Also pray that Ashley Williams forgives you for being monsters. Merry Christmas, Holly. And she also put Trace Rig Brand Panda and Dan over here. Merry Christmas.
Finally.
I don't get enough credit in these cards, and I've about had it.
You guys are such show-offs.
We opened card after card, and it says, Dan Rig, Merry Christmas.
Me and Rig aren't doing our own card thing.
It was weird. Rig, you just sent me a Christmas card.
It had a coupon, huh?
Yeah.
It did. What was a coupon for?
It was a...
Do you not
I
remember,
hate to say
Rick?
It. It's a 50% off of 4 for 2.
50% off 4 for 2. That's right. No, give them away.
Yeah.
That's just for my friends. You got one of those?
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
But it was weird because it said I had to buy 5 to get 50% off 2.
Yeah, it's half off 5 or 4 for 2.
Yeah. That's not bad.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Give them those gifts.
Yeah.
You didn't give me that, Rick. I didn't get anything.
Oh, you must have got a loss of the mail or
something.
Yeah,
sure. Thanks, Wrigley. Hey, once you can accurately explain the 4 for 2.
I've done it. I've done it so many times.
I got Kristen Searing, who sent a black card with some skulls
Ooh,
on it. It's
that
like
was
a skull.
Fun.
It's like a skull wreath, which I've never seen
I
before.
Love it.
It says Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to Bran, Panda, and Dan. Best wishes for a wonderful holiday season and a new year filled with peace and happiness. And then it says, your podcast made each of my days better. Thank you, Kristen.
Thanks for nothing, Kristen. Didn't include a rig in there.
Well,
unbelievable.
You got your own card opening show.
I've got a one from Cullen Lilienthal, which makes me think that Martin and Elizabeth's last name, different. Like Elizabeth Cullen, Martin Lilienthal.
Maybe.
Because she's an author, so maybe there's a both and there. This says Merry Christmas and a
it's
Happy
like
New Year.
R.L. Stein.
Yeah, it's an R.L. Stein situation.
It's nothing like that. You don't know.
The Stein family is delightful.
That's right.
Well,
are you saying that the Cullen Lilienthal family is not delightful?
No, I'm just saying they all share the same last name, the Stein family.
You don't know anything
Junior
about that.
Stein?
Becky Stein?
Yep. Beer Stein.
Hi, I'm Beer. Back off.
Beers are served. Franken. You're doing it now. Wishing you a year of togetherness, travel, hugs, and adventure. Elizabeth, Martin, and Boo. Boo is their cat.
Oh.
And Boo says, "Is there's a picture of Boo on the back, and it says, don't look at me. I don't know where they are either. So they're not in the picture. There you go. I love that. Very nicely done. Thanks, Elizabeth and Martin.
I have a fun card here. It's from Sarah Korkoulis.
Korkoulis.
Korkoulis. All right.
And
she wrote on the back, it's a 249.
Which it is a 249. What else would it be?
Great. And we have here a card with a fireplace, with little toys.
Adorable card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it and it says Merry Christmas to you in gold lettering.
In gold lettering.
Wow. The fire, too, is gold.
This and that, and then the king charming. Wrote that.
Oh, wow. Oh, and it says Deck the Hallmark, and then it gives you the lyrics to Deck the Halls. Which is great. Bran, Panda, and Dan, may the gifts of laughter, kindness, and love be with you at Christmas time and throughout the year. And then here's the note. It says, thank you sincerely for this podcast, the Facebook group, and the wonderful humor and love you've all shown. Without question, this has been my hardest year yet, and I know you all must have faced real challenges. I'm so grateful for the space you've created to laugh, relax, and let go of those worries for a bit. I love you. Have a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful... She did not say I love you. I said, I hope you have. That's on me.
She didn't declare her love for us? That's unfortunate. Why say it if it's not true?
I read that here. Way too fast. I saw that. That's on me.
I love you.
I love you.
I thought that was very aggressive as well.
We love you.
I felt that was very aggressive from Sarah, but that's fine. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year with love. Sarah, you see, that's what happened.
With love?
With love. I'll take it.
With love.
It says with love. I got one from the Crabtree family. It's a wonderful Christmas card, a bunch of fun little pictures showing all that their family has done this year. So much fun. And it says, Bran, Panda, and Dan, thank you for another year of laughs and a community that just gets it. Wishing you the very merriest of holidays. Double deckers forever.
Dude, double deckers forever has to be a tattoo, right?
We got
to
get all. I have one already.
You jumped the gun there, I feel like.
Yeah, it was very aggressive.
Thank you to the Crabtrees.
All right, my last card is from the Higgins family.
Higbones.
Right here. Okay, it is a picture of their kids on the front, their boys. I'm going to name them Eford and Deliberation.
Eford and Deliberation. The Eford and Deliberation family are delightful.
Eford and Deliberation. Those are their two kids. They said Deliberation. They were deliberating over the name in the hospital, and somebody wrote down Deliberation.
Eford, I'm not sure, is so great.
Eford, look, that's an Eford.
That's totally an Eford.
I'm going to call him Eve for short. Eford and Deliberation. There they are. Yes. Right there. Merry Christmas, the Higbones family. Danny. Oh, it says their names at the bottom. That Danny, Reagan, Liam, and Declan. Underneath.
Deliberation.
In parentheses, it does say Eford and Deliberation, so I don't think I'm wrong on that. Wishing you a joyous holiday season.
We'll be the judge of that.
And a wonderful new year. Thanks, Higbones family. We really appreciate it.
My last card is, there's a kitten on the front with a kitten kittens. Snowman. It's a little cartoon.
Ooh.
The cat has very big eyes. It makes me think of an anime cat.
Okay.
Right. Love it. It says, Happy Holidays, Bran, Panda, and Daniel, and Tracy, and Rick.
Thank you. Hey.
I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. A very Merry Christmas. Thank you for creating such fun and supportive Christmas community, Nicole. And there's some other names on Paul. Muck, baby, Mark.
If there is Paw and Muck, on
Paul
that
Paul and Bowery, baby. I'm pretty sure that's baby.
How is it possibly between
Paul Muck, No, that's I think that's nuke, like N-U-K.
How is it possibly between baby and Bowery?
B-A-B-Y, clear as day. It's just cursive. The B's connected to the Y.
So Bowery.
He went with Bowery.
I said baby first.
And then Paul is not Paw-Paw. Like,
it's Paw-Paw.
I said Paw-Paw.
It's Paw-Paw Muck, and Bowery.
It's Paw-Paw Muck and Baby.
He was 0-3. Paw-Paw.
I said Paw-Paw the first time. I said Paw-Paw. Take it to the tape. Bowery. I said Paw-Paw. I at least batted 33.
Paw-Paw, Muck, and Bowery. Poor cats.
Nicole. Nicole sent that to us, Nicole Kaiser. Thank you, Nicole.
Last one I have is from Debbie. It says, it's Christmas. And this has got like fun little like evergreens and whatnot. Mm-hmm. It's Christmas. Time to feel a little more joy. Show a little bit more kindness. Say a few more thank yous.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And inside it says, and you're a great reason to be thankful. Thank you.
Hey, I just got a mid-year card from Sarah.
Okay.
It says, guys, the Capitol was tough. But I'm excited because I feel like we're over the hump with this COVID thing. And
this is mid-year 2021?
Mid-year 2021. Yeah. I feel like we're over the hump and nothing can stop us now.
Wow.
So, Merry Christmas, Sarah.
Debbie finalizes this by saying, happy holidays to you and your families. Love. Debbie, I love you.
I love you.
Gosh, I love these cards.
Now, once again, shout out from the Harold family, which, you know, you come to expect as much from.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. The Harold family.
Thanks, Harold.
Nothing.
Thanks,
Brian Harold.
Nothing. Gosh, that guy. Man, it's so fun to get these cards.
You
feel free to mail us stuff. We love getting mail.
We do.
Deck the Hallmark, 1211 Lawrence Road, Suite C.
That's right.
Greenville, South Carolina, 29607. And we're going to be back with a New Year, New Movies movie preview show.
Yes! Gosh. We're back.
We're back with the Winterfest movies. It's forever Winterfest. New Year, New Movies. Get out of here.
Guys, I'll just still say, taking a shot at love, top notch.
Guys, I heard that they're changing the February movie block again to Loveuary.
Oh my gosh, that's
so the
wonderful.
New Year, New Movies is just January.
Just January.
Yes.
And then it's Loveuary?
Oh my gosh.
That's terrible.
Genius marketing.
That's as bad as preview episodes. Well, we'll see. I wonder how Bowery thinks about this.
I love it.
We got Bowery on the line?
Yes.
What can I do for you?
I don't know, Bowery.
What?
How'd you get this name? What's the backstory?
Bowery?
Yeah.
Well, how long you have?
I got all day.
Okay. I was 7.
Wait, they didn't name you Bowery
until you were 7.
Originally, you earned this name.
You earned Bowery.
I was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. C. And then when I was 7, Bowery.
They just named
one,
you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, C.
Yeah.
Wait, so your 6th year of life, they just called you C?
No.
They called you
no,
1?
No. Okay. No. For my whole life, 1 through 6, I was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, C.
They called you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, C?
Yes.
And then on the year 7.
They called you Bowery. Bowery's actually a step up.
Are these people on drugs?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
Guys, we'll be back with another preview thing. Until then, maybe the first to literally now, we can say
That's
this
right.
again.
Yep.
May we be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.